50 years. No.
Maybe we're just different. Talking about getting married. What do you call the man who stands up with the groom?
Best man.
Okay, what do you call the woman who stands up with the
matron
bride?
Of honor, okay. Or bridesmaid.
Okay. Did you ever hear about a thing where after the wedding all the boys in the neighborhood
chivalried?
Did y'all do that here?
Yeah, they didn't me, but they did a lot then.
What'd they do?
They'd come around with rice and old tin pans and tin cans and beat them and round wherever you stand all night and you didn't get to sleep.
That's terrible. I had one lady tell me about they chivalried them and they came in and stole the groom and took him away.
Right, they did. They tried it. They always tried for that.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
If there was a party and there was some trouble at the party and the police came, but they didn't just arrest the people who were making the trouble, they arrested the...
whole bunch.
Okay. After a football game, now, high school kids usually go to a...
party.
Okay, well, what do they do at the party?
I think they still have little play parties, like, you know.
Yeah.
Play little games and things.
What about when they have a band and have music? And what do they do then?
They dance.
Okay. You might say 4 o'clock is the time when school
is out.
Okay. And the day after Labor Day is when school
has a holiday.
In the fall. Right after Labor Day is when school
takes up.
Okay. If a boy left home to go to school and he didn't show up, you'd say he
ran away from home.
Okay. What if he wasn't really trying to be away from home? He just didn't want to go to school.
Played hooky.
Okay. Anybody in your family ever do that?
Huh?
Anybody in your family ever do that?
No, not with my daddy.
Oh.
Because they had to come back.
Uh-huh.
No, they never did. Now, my younger brother said not too long back that he played hooky one morning on April Fool.
Uh-huh.
And he decided that wouldn't work, and he left the gang and went back to school.
Oh, he did. It's probably smart.
Yeah, he knew what had happened.
Yeah.
If one of us that were still in school, too, would tell.
Mm.
But you know, that's one thing I never did on my brothers. I tell on them.
Yeah.
I tell them, if you do that again, I'll tell.
Yeah.
You better not ever do that again. If you do, I'll tell.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell Papa.
Go ahead.
He gave him a good whipping.
Yeah. What would you call somebody who tells on other kids?
Tattletale. No, I never would tell on them. And I was the only girl at that time that would be big enough to go to school with the boys and run around, play. I played ball with them, you know, baseball, you know. And because I had no, my other two sisters was little, too little for me to play with. I nursed them and wagged them, straddled my neck and things like that, but not just play with them, you know. But I never told all my brothers, and I remember when they started smoking. I tell them, if I see you smoking anymore, if I ever catch you smoking again, I'm going to tell Papa. And sure enough, they didn't. Until they got grown and got away from home.
Yeah. Did they smoke after that?
Yes, but the last one quit before it was over.
Huh.
After they got older, they quit. My daddy did too. My daddy said he smoked when he was 7. But he quit long years before he died.
Would you ever use the word tattletale about an adult?